You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya,
Anthasiaklia, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. Today's weather is quite chilly than usual. I'd say the past 2 days was like so hot. But you know, I feel like hot weather is, you know, not bad from time to time. And you know, in my house, we didn't have AC for like a couple years. And it was absolute torture to get through the summer without it, because it would be like 36 degrees inside and we would have to spend basically our whole day in like a mall. But thankfully, we got an AC. So whenever it does get, amazingly hot, we turn that on and it's, you know, bearable, I guess. And honestly, it's actually really nice. But anyways, it is a bit chilly today. I think there is a bit of wind. So today I usually don't wear hoodies, especially during the summer, but today I kind of needed to because it was a bit cold. I hope everyone's summer courses are going well so far. It is the middle of July. We have approximately a month and a half left of our summer break. And I hope everyone is having a good time. I hope courses are going well. I hope, you know, no one's too stressed about something, you know, and enjoying the weather, spending some time with family and friends, and hopefully maybe tuning in on my show from time to time. Today is actually going to be an episode where I won't be doing a lot of talking. I will be turning on a soundtrack. Couple songs from a movie that I recently watched, which is called You've Got Mail, starring Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. I was debating on whether or not to watch this because I mentioned this in my show, but my favorite romantic comedy was When Harry Met Sally, which starred Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan. And I feel like the character that Meg Ryan played in that movie was just so strong. I just thought that I wouldn't enjoy You've Got Mail as much, because I feel like if an actor or actress's character in a previous movie is just so strong, that's all you could see in the next movie. But it turns out You've Got Mail was a fantastic movie. In fact, I was actually really happy that I saw it, because not only was the overall plot and storyline like really, really nice, and the romance part was great too, and I like the comedy too. You know, I feel like there was a lot of parts where the comedy played in very, very well, and it balanced that part with the romance like very equally. It was nice, and it wasn't like the type of like physical, I guess, comedy. It was more of the type of comedy where the audience kind of feels, if that makes sense. So it's not directly shown, I guess you could say, in the movie. It's more so like, oh, I think, you know, I know what they don't, and the fact that they're acting a certain way is just kind of funny. But yeah, it was a really good movie, and I got actually like a bunch of great songs from it. So I would love to share these songs today in my episode. So today, everyone can just sit back and just enjoy the tunes that I will be playing. But before we get started, we will listen to some ads and some PSAs and get back to the meaty portion of our show. So here we go, and I will see you guys soon.
Adapted Music Society held its flagship event, the Strong Sessions, for the fifth time. All Strong Sessions feature a variety of musicians with disabilities, paired with established local artists and bands. Each month until September this year, VAMS will be releasing the performances from our 2022 show on the Reimagine Radio YouTube channel, where you can also find past Strong Sessions content. To stay up to date with us, subscribe to the channel and drop a like to show some support.
You know what I could go for right now? Authentic flour tortillas pan-fried until golden brown.
Yum!
Or vegan taco kits filled with traditional Mexican chilies and spices.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Or how about vegan potato and chorizo taquitos?
How can I get these foods immediately?
Buy Lita's Mexican Foods.
Sounds delicious. Tell me more.
Lita's Mexican Foods is a female-managed, plant-based Mexican food innovator in BC. Their products come prepackaged and frozen at tons of local grocery stores around Metro Vancouver. Not to mention they can be cooked in under 10 minutes.
Wow, that sounds perfect for me. I've been so busy lately and dinner takes so long to make. Where can I get my hands on some Lita's Mexican Foods?
Lots of places. Whole Foods, Choices, Stong's, Vegan Supply, Donald's, and even UBC Bookstore. Hey, where are you going?
To buy some Lita's Mexican Foods. See you later.
See ya.
A person with HIV can now live a long, healthy life thanks to treatment. But the first step is to get tested. The sooner you know your HIV status, the better. You can now test yourself at home with just a prick of the finger and get results within a minute. Order a free HIV self-test kit online at selftest.catie.ca. That's selftest.catie.ca. Your health is at your fingertips. A message from CATIE, Canada's source for HIV and hepatitis C information.
Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
All right, we're back. For those of you who have just joined in, my name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. I have mentioned that today's episode will not be me talking most of the time. It'll just be an episode where I will be turning on a bunch of music that I got from the movie You've Got Mail, which is on Netflix. So whoever wants to watch that movie, go on to Netflix if you have it, and you can enjoy the movie. It's a great movie, but before we get started on the music, there are a couple things that I want to mention about it. You know, I love the movie, first off. It was fun to watch, but I believe the movie is around 2 hours, close to 2 hours long. And spoiler alert, it's basically about a movie where these two business rivals fall in love. But the thing is, they fall in love on the internet first before they fall in love in person. And so throughout the movie, they're talking to each other online, exchanging emails. But in real life, they're business rivals, which is very, very interesting. I really love this storyline. So what happens is, in the middle of the movie, Tom Hanks realizes that his online crush is actually his business rival. And so he's in this weird position where he wants to tell Meg Ryan, but also their relationship in real life is just so horrible that it's just like a dilemma to what to do. And the thing that I was kind of like about was the fact that the realization for both of them in terms of like knowing who the person that they fell in love with online comes out literally at the end of the movie, like the last minute. And so it was so weird for me because I just thought that it was going to, you know, end the movie kind of like Meg Ryan realizes that Tom Hanks is the online lover. And so she's, you know, in denial. So she doesn't talk to Tom Hanks and whatnot. And then I guess Meg Ryan experiences something tragic or whatever, and so then Tom Hanks comes to the rescue, and so then they, you know, that's kind of their building block of falling in love in real life. But what happened was, in the end of the movie, Meg Ryan, I don't even know if Meg Ryan knew that it was Tom Hanks. I mean, he was giving out a couple signs, but it seems like Meg Ryan wasn't even surprised that Tom Hanks was the online lover, because what happened in the end was Meg Ryan decided to meet the online person in like this garden bridge. And so then Tom Hanks shows up with his dog because the online person said that he was going to show up with his dog, Brinkley. They show up. Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan are looking at each other, and Meg Ryan says, "I wished it was you," along the lines of that. And it ended. And I'm like, wait, so she wasn't even surprised that it was Tom Hanks? Or even if she was expecting it, there wasn't like a slight thought of like, whoa, this is kind of weird, but also very unexpected. Like, I don't know. I feel like there was going to be more things to unpack in terms of, you know, them realizing that it was each other that they fell in love with online. But I guess other than that, everything else was fine. It's just I was expecting a different way of wrapping up the movie. But, you know, I think that was still okay. I just feel like because the whole tension buildup and excitement was from, oh, when is Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks finally going to come together and, you know, have them both realize that it was each other that they fell in love with. But then once that, you know, that, I guess, once you got that satisfaction of knowing the truth, that's when the movie ended. So I guess we could imagine that, okay, yeah, I guess they realized, and so they started dating it, and I don't know, possibly got married or whatever. But I feel like, you know, that tension buildup dropped, and then the movie ended, instead of kind of giving the audience kind of a smoother transition into calming down the tension and then transitioning into towards the end of the movie. But yeah, that was one thing that I was like, you know, it's 2 hours long, an hour and 59 of, you know, oh, is she going to know or not? And then that last minute of, oh, she knew, she's not even that surprised, but I guess it worked out. But yeah. Okay. So that was the only comment I wanted to make in terms of like what I would have changed, I guess, or what I was expecting in terms of how the movie could have ended or wished it had ended. But yes, this is the first song that I will be playing. It's from Roy Orbison, called Dream. Here we go.
Dream when you're free. The thing to do. Just watch the smoke rings rise in the air. You'll find your share of memories there. So dream, and they might come true.
All right. So that was Dream from Roy Orbison. Most of the songs in You've Got Mail are a bit old, but kind of follow that similar mellow vibe. I don't know how to describe the songs that come out in this movie. It's just all of them kind of have this same kind of vibe and like this rhythm. And I really like it. It's a calming feeling. But yeah, the next song is called Remember by Harry Nilsson. Here we go.
Long ago, far away, life was clear, close your eyes. Remember is a place from long ago. Remember.
Okay, that was Remember by Harry Nilsson. The next song that we'll be playing is by Sinead O'Connor. Apologies for mispronouncing that if I did. It's called I Guess the Lord Must Be in New York. Okay, here we go.
Say goodbye to all my sorrows, and by tomorrow
Okay, that was I Guess the Lord Must Be in New York City by Sinead O'Connor. Okay, so the next song that I'll be playing is by Billy Williams called I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter. Here we go.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter.
Ba-ba-ya, ba-ba-ya.
And make believe it came from you.
Ba-ba-ya, ba-ba-ya.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got 'em. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better.
Papaya, papaya.
I'll close with love the way you do.
Papaya, papaya.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm gonna make believe it came from you. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. Oh yeah. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm gonna make believe it came from you. Oh yeah, gonna make believe it came from you. Oh yeah.
That was I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter by Billy Williams. The next song is You Made Me Love You by Jimmy Durant.
Set mellow mood. Anyway, folks, it's a mood. Just had my butler turn the lights down low. He came in unannounced.
That was You Made Me Love You by Jimmy Durant. The next song is by the Cranberries called Dreams.
Thank you.
All right, that was Dreams by the Cranberries. The next song is from Bobby Day called Rockin' Robin. I love this song. I believe there are many people who cover this song, but I'd have to say the original might be the best for me. Here we go.
Singing his song, all the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rockin' robin, tweet, tweet, rock, tweet, rockin' robin, tweet, 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 low rockin' robin, 'cause we really gonna rock up tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise or loud, the big black crow, flap of their wings, sing and go, bird, go, rockin' robin. Rockin' Robin, so Rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Low. A pretty little raven at the birdman stand talking about the tooth of pop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul, he out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all day long, popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rockin' robin, tweet, tweet, rockin' robin, tweet, tweet, rockin' robin, blow rockin' robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Tweet, tweet, rock. Well, the pretty little raven at the birdman stand tossed him out to do the bop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul, he out-bopped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all day long, hopping and a-bopping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street talk to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rockin' robin, tweet, rockin' robin, tweet, rockin' robin. Rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
That was Rockin' Robin by Bobby Day. Absolutely wonderful. I love this song. It really gets you dancing too. The beat and everything is just really, really nice. Okay, the next song is called The Puppy Song by Harry Nilsson. Here we go.
Dreams are nothing more than wishes, and a wish is just a dream you wish to come true. So very lucky just to have some company to share a cup of tea with me. I take my puppy everywhere, la 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 la, I wouldn't care, but we would stay away from crowds. Besides that, said no. Bite me.
dreams are nothing more than wishes, and a wish is just a dream you wish to come true. Whoa, 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 whoa. Dreams are nothing more than wishes, and a wish is just a dream you wish to come true.
Your wish will come true, your wish will come true.
Whoa, whoa,
your wish will come true, your wish will come true. Dreams are nothing more than wishes, and a wish is just a dream.
And that was The Puppy Song by Harry Nilsson. I have two more songs left. One that I'll be playing right now is from Bobby Darin called Splish Splash. And the last one is called Lonely at Top by Randy Newman. Once again, for those of you who are joining in the last around 10 minutes, my name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. Today's episode is a bit special because I am actually not going to be doing a lot of, or I haven't been doing a lot of speaking myself. It was more so I wanted to share the songs that I found out in the movie called You've Got Mail, because I watched it recently and it was great. And there were a lot of good songs, so today's episode was just dedicated for sharing these songs with all of you guys. Also, if you like the songs, don't like the songs, have any comments about anything, please call the number 604-822-2487, and you could talk with me live on air. Very exciting. You could always do that. I would love to have people or my audience contacting and then, you know, sharing their opinions about whether it's, you know, a movie review that I watched, or, you know, if you have any movies you want to recommend that I watch, or, you know, anything at all, you know, regarding movies, you know, things you like, things you don't like, the songs that I turned on today, anything. Because I feel like, you know, the purpose of this show is for me to express and talk to my audience about what I'm currently doing, what I'm learning, and then gathering in as much insight from all of you guys as well, so that we can share and learn from different perspectives and opinions. And I feel like that's very important, and that is the purpose of my show. So feel free, you know, to contact this number, 604-822-2487, and just share, you know. I want my show to be a platform where it's comfortable for anyone to be in, you know, and just share whatever you guys want to talk about. All right, let's get on to the last two songs of this show and wrap it up. Here we go. Splish Splash by Bobby Darin.
Splish Splash, I was taking a bath long about a Saturday night. Yeah. A rub dub, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was all right. Well, I stepped out the tub, put my feet on the floor. I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And in a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? It was a splishing and a splash. Splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, I was a rolling and a strolling, feeling with the feel, moving and a grooving, splishing and a splashing. I was a rolling and a strolling. Yeah, I was a moving and a grooving,
All right, that was Splish Splash. Why is this kind of a tongue twister for me? Splish Splash by Bobby Darin. All right, so the last song for today is Lonely at the Top by Randy Newman.
My pick of any girl, you'd think I'd be happy, but I'm not. Everybody knows my name, but it's just a crazy game. Oh, it's lonely at the top. Listen to the band they're playing just for me. Listen to the people paying just for me. All the applause, all the praise, and all the money that I have made.
Okay, that was the last song for today, called Lonely at Top. We do have about a minute or two left, so we will actually end it off with three fun facts. And these fun facts are funny because they're everyday fun facts, which means everyone can kind of somewhat relate to them. All right, so the first one is, more people have cell phones than toilets. So, according to the UN report from 2015, 2.5 billion of the world's 7 billion people lack access to a toilet, particularly in areas of South Asia and sub-Saharan Africa. Interesting. Yeah, so we have more we have more cell phones than toilets. Speaking of toilets, in the olden days, way back, I mean, some washrooms still have it, but I guess in Korea, there's this toilet where it's stuck to the ground. So you take a number two standing up. Yeah, it's a weird toilet. It's in some places that haven't been developed yet. And I've seen a couple. One was in my school, actually, in elementary school. It was weird. Okay, so the next one. Wearable eyeglasses have been around since 1284. So how long is that? 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 20. Wow, almost 100 years. Am I doing the math correct? Yeah, I think almost. No. A couple hundred years. Yeah. So wearable eyeglasses have been here since 1284. That's a long time. Imagine, this is the description. Imagine that every time you needed to read something, you had to lift a piece of glass the size of a mirror to your face. That was the best solution that humankind had come up with for vision problems before the 13th century. A while later, Spanish eyeglass makers came up with the idea of attaching ribbons to the frame so that the glasses could remain on the wearer's face. Finally, in the 1700s, these ribbons were replaced with the arms that today's glasses have. Wow. I feel like the invention of or the design of glasses are probably not going to change for a long time because it is quite convenient. I guess the only problem is it can be a little uncomfortable. You know, I've worn glasses for a brief time, you know, just because I wanted to. But it's not as comfortable for someone who doesn't really wear them in a normal basis. Okay, last one. Houseplants are good for you. Not only are they pleasant to look at, but studies have shown that it is very good for your physical and mental health. Also, indoor rooms with plants have up to 60% fewer airborne molds and bacteria. I mean, my brother recently designed his room and he put a houseplant in. And a houseplant does make, you know, the interior of your room or your house really, really nice. Very clean and kind of, what is it, like fresh looking. Okay, so that is it for the episode today. If you guys enjoyed it, you can always call 604-822-2487 and comment. But yeah, this is it for today. I hope everyone is having a lovely day and is ending their day today. Lovely. Okay, I will see you all next week. And I hope you guys can figure out whatever you guys are doing and meet me next week. Bye-bye, everyone.